us to go off the wall. All right, so here we are. So we're about to start. So there are. So I'm trying to give you some intuition as to what types of problems give you what types of algorithms, and in the following foils I will actually describe these very briefly, these types of problems. So I claim that if you look at the descriptions of matter, then there are there are sort of four natural descriptions of matter which tend to give different algorithms and different numerical methods, and they can be used in a bunch of fields. So I mean, though I say quantum physics, that can actually be such a quantum description can be applied in chemistry as well. And the only reason I use physics is not just because I have a physics PhD, because in some sense physics is the fundamental description of whatever these other fields are. So the only comment, the only other type of description that's actually quite important, which is not described here, is I think I may have mentioned before when I discussed event-driven simulations. These four things here are the fundamental descriptions of matter. When you want to describe the fundamental equations, actually most computing is done with these so-called event-driven simulations, where you represent a process as a bunch of macroscopic objects, like as it mentions here, a chemical plant as a bunch of linked processes, and those give you very different types of algorithms, the four types there are the four fundamental descriptions. Okay. And if you were a pure physicist, you might distinguish general relativity as a yet different description, because these ones here are at least assuming that the world is three-dimensional and things evolve in time, whereas in general relativity the world is four-dimensional, and time and space are intrinsically mixed.